Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Kinim Perek Bet, and again we're studying just the Mishnayot, that's all that we have, of Kinim. Following the structure of the Daf Yomi schedule, this next Perek, Perek Bet of Kinim, appears on Daf Chaf Gimel of the Me'ilah pages. And it is five Mishnayot, and yet these are five Mishnayot that have a lot of meat to them. The first Mishnah will set up one of the rules that's based on two of the rules that we saw in the first parak. Kanstuma. So you have a pair of birds, haven't yet designated which is Allah, which is Chatat. Shparach mena gozal la'avir. And one of the birds flew away. Or shparach mena meitot. Or it flew, not away, but it flew into a bunch of birds that have to die because, as per parak Aleph, Mishnah Bet, one of the birds of an Ola had flown into a bunch of Chataot, or vice versa, they're all dead. So this one flies into them. Oshemetechamian, or one of the two birds dropped dead. Yikach Zugla Shini. All you have to do is take another one for the lone bird that remains. Meaning, you do not have to bring a pair. You have one bird, you can bring another bird, and that's fine. Now, that is all simple. Parach Levena Krevot. This is when it gets interesting. What if you have a nest, one of the birds, not yet designated, one of the birds picks up and flies into another group of birds that are ready to be offered? Again, kinim stumim. Pasul posel achad kenegdo. Here's the deal. That bird is pasul, which means if there was a group of, let's say, six birds, and this one flew in, only six can be brought, the seventh one can't be brought, and it is posel achad kenegdo, meaning another one is nifsal in the cane that it left. Why? Shagozala porech pasul posel achad kenegdo. That's the rule. A bird that flies out of the nest into another group is itself pasul and posel achad kenegdo. Now let's see why it is the case, but we'll see it with a simple example. Kitzad. Shtei nashim. We got two women, Rachel and Leah. Luzu shtei kinim, uluzu shtei kinim. Very simple. Rachel had two births, Leah had two births, they bring two kinim, which means each of them have four birds. There's a total of eight birds. We're going to call them 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B. Those are Rachel's. 3A, 3B, 4A, 4B. Those are Leah's. Now, parach mizulazu, one of Rachel's birds, we'll call it 1A, flies into Leah's group. So Leah now has five birds. We don't know which is which. They all look alike. And the Rachel has three. Posel achad balichato. Now, Leah could only bring four of those birds. In the meantime, Rachel could only bring two of those birds. One of them is dead. Chazar, let's say that one of the birds from Leah's, now five, flies back to Rachel's group. Posel achad b'chazirato. It now invalidates one on its way out. And that means now that that Leah only really has two birds she can bring. Rachel only has two birds that she can bring. Parach v'chazar v'parach went back and forth. V'chazar lo hafsid klum. If it goes back and forth between Rachel Leah, meaning it, other ones, doesn't matter. Once all the dust settles, if Rachel and Leah both have four birds, but there have been some movement between them, then each of Rachel and Leah have at least two birds they can use. Shafilim ravot ein pachot mishtaim. Even if you put the whole big group together, any four of them would be okay, and the other four would not be okay. Let's see why. So let's for a minute play it out as follows. We have Rachel and Leah, four birds each, which means two of them were destined to be olot, two of them are destined to be chataot. Now, one of them flies into Leah's four birds. Let's say that Leah takes the four birds she can use, and two are chatat, two are olah, and it happens to be that one of the olot, as an example, that she took was really the bird that flew out from Rachel's. What that means is that now the one opposite it, in Rachel's bunch, has been designated as a chatat. So that means that Rachel can only bring two of the birds. One is an olah, one is a chatat, and then the other one becomes the partner with the one that left. It's designated, but we don't know how it's designated because we don't really know what happened to it. In Leah's bunch, and therefore it's pasul, and the same thing back and forth. Okay, which sets us up for Mishnah Gimel, which is dicier. Up till now, we had only two kinim flying back and forth, each of the same amount. We got seven women. Each one of them with an increasing amount of kinim. One, two, three, seven. So a bird flew from A to B. Immediately, A loses everything. That's immediate because the minute that it flew, All there is one bird left, and that one bird may be designated, that we don't know, as a chatat or an olah. So therefore you can't do anything. Lashnia lashlishit. And now one bird flies from the shnia to the shlishit. The shnia had four birds in there. So now she's only got two birds left. She's only got three really in there, and one of them is pasul. So you got two birds left. So now a bird keeps flying. Could be the same bird. A different bird keeps flying all the way till it gets to the seventh one, which means now all the kinim have the same amount as they originally had, except number one has one less, and number seven has one more. It has 15 birds. Okay. Now, chazar. Let's say that it now returns. Posel achad b'alichato v'achad b'chazirato. In each case, the one is going to be negated at each time that it has a bird leave its nest. So therefore, here's what happens. Harishonah v'shniyah emem klum. The first one lost its anything at the first shot. The second one loses its first nest on the way out, and then when it came back from number three to number two, and then when it went from number two to number one, it lost the other one. So number one and two have nothing. What happens? The shit yishla achat, and so now everybody basically loses two. Number three has one left. Revi'it yishla shtayim, chamishit yishla shalosh, shishit yishla arba. So now, number three, four, five, and six have one, two, three, and four respectively. However, the shvi'it is different. Yishla shesh. Why? Because the seventh one only lost a bird once. So it didn't go down. It only lost once, and therefore it has six left. Parach v'chazar. Now, let's say that it flew again. And now what that means is that it left from number three. Number one and two are out, and if any of number one and two fly in, they're all gone because those are metot. But let's say that one from three flew into four into five into six into seven, and then back all the way to three. Posel achad b'lichato v'achad b'chazirato. Same system. So now three, which had one cane, lost it immediately. Revi'it, which had two, loses it on the way back. And lem klum. Chamishit, which had originally five, then was down to three. Now is going to be down to one. Yishtachat. Shishit is down to two. And shvi'it, again, only had one departure, so it's down to five. And we lost one in each system, not two. Down to chamesh. Now, parach chazar. Now let's say that all we got left is five, six, and seven. Because one, two, three, four have nothing left. So now, parach chazar, let's say it flew from five to six, and then to seven, then to six to five. Posal achad b'lichato v'achad b'chazirato. So chamishit v'ashishit in lem klum. They lost everything. Shvi'it yishta arba. So the seventh, has had three times that a bird has departed, so it went down to four. However, that's not exactly the case, because why does it lose a bird when it leaves? Because the one that left may end up designated in another cane, and then the one that's in there is its opposite number. But since none of the other groups have anything that's ever going to be used, so therefore, Yeshua Rashvit Loib Sida Klum, the seventh one on this last turn didn't lose anything, because no matter where it went, that bird was not going to be used for anything, and therefore this bird is valid. Akin to the opening line in the Mishnah, in our Perek, that said that if a bird just flew away, or flew into a bunch of metot, then this bird that's left is still valid, it can be used. Alright. Ve'im parach mibein ha-metot le'kulam arei kulam yamutu. And then it adds in that if, let's say, at this point in the proceedings, anything from numbers 1, 2, 3, or 4 flew into the others, everything's lost because they're metot. Okay. Kein stuma v'kein refreshet. Now let's dice it up a little bit. You've got one nest, which is stuma, meaning you didn't designate the birds. Another one is mefreshet, which means one is an olah, one's a chatat. They're already designated. Parach min ha-stuma mefreshet. So if one bird flew from the stuma into the mefureshet, yikach zug lashini. So just get another one for the lone bird left in the stuma, and the mefureshet is now lost because you don't know which is which. Of course, if you had them already separated, then perhaps you would know. Chazar. Let's say one flew from the mefureshet back. Or if, let's say, the mefureshet was the first one to fly out, kulan yamutu, they all have to die, because, of course, it's already got an identity, and we don't know which one is which. Last Mishnah. Chatat mikan v'olah mikan ustuma ba'emtza. So that means you've got four birds here. A chatat on the right, let's say, an olah on the left, and in the middle, a nest with two undesignated. Parach min ha'emtza tzadin. So let's say a bird flew from the middle out, and they both flew out. One to each side. So I got two broods on each side. I had an Ola over here and a Chatat over here, and now I've got two new broods that had not yet been designated. So Loif Si Klum, you've lost nothing. You bring two Chataot from there, two Ola from there. It's all fine. Elo Omar, here's what you do. Ze shalach etzel chataot chatat, ze shalach etzel olot olah. The one that went to the group of chataot is a chatat, the one that went to the olot is a olah, and shalom Yisrael, it's fine. Chazala emtsa, but let's say that from these four on the sides, one from each of them flew back into the middle. So emtsaim yamutu. The ones in the middle have to die, because you don't know what to do with either one of them. But elu yikuvu chatot, elu yikuvu olot. But the ones on the side maintain their old identity. Now, Chazar, let's say that it went out again, meaning from the middle out, or it went from the middle out, they all have to die, because of course we don't know what's what. Now, important thing to note, that you do not bring Torim and Bnei Yonah together, like one Tor and one Ben Yonah as a pair. Let's say a woman brought her olat, her chatat ha'of as a tor, but she brought the younger one as an olat. So tor. So she has to go back and buy another tor as an olat, which means the position of this tana is whatever the chatat is defines the pair. There we go. And Benazai disagrees. He says, Ochina Charishon. Whichever was offered first sets the tone, then you have to bring another one like that. So it could be the Ola was offered first. Haisha Shevi Achatata Umeita. Let's say a woman had to bring a Chatat and Ola. She brought the Chatat and then died. Yavir Yoshin Olata. Her heirs can bring the Ola. But Olata Umeita, if she brought the Ola and died, you can't bring the Chatat. Because that's a chatat shemeitu baleha, and it cannot be brought by the heirs. Okay, we will pick up a study of Masachet Kidim with the final parak of the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.